This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Battleground states or blue states. Minnesota has been a blue state for a long time. Talked about it previous segment. Looks like Minnesota is going to flip over. Somebody mentioned to me, Kevin, is Wisconsin? Are we going to win Wisconsin? Did we win Wisconsin last time? Welcome to back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Of course, we're going to win. We're going to win more states this time during Trump's presidency than we did last time, and we're going to flip the House. And the only possibility of the left stopping us revolves around voter fraud. That's it. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And here's a... So we did Minnesota a minute ago. Let's look at Michigan. Here's what Michigan voters had to say.
On the fence, but most we spoke to see impeachment as little more than politics.
I think it's a lot of just... People don't like him, they want him out of office, the left and the media.
John Scans voted for Trump in 2016 and had concerns early on. 6 months ago, he thought Joe Biden might be an option. Now, he says, the push for impeachment has him supporting the president people. More than ever.
They are there for one thing now and one thing only, and that's to try to impeach the president.
The poll came out recently is a Fox News poll. I love how people, the left loves to quote Fox News as like, Fox News said it. It must be true. Just over half the voters, they say, want President Trump impeached and removed from office. According to this new Fox News poll that came out on Wednesday,
a new high of 51% wants Trump impeached and removed from office. Another 4% want him impeached but not removed.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever done a Fox News poll? Do you watch Fox News? Many people I know watch Fox News, read Fox News, and I'm going to tell you, I don't remember the last time I took a Fox News poll. Fox News, I have nothing against Fox News. So what, you know, they fired me over some nonsense. That's their prerogative. I think most people that know why I got fired, you know, look, they're in my corner. I don't want to say feel sympathy. I almost did, but don't feel sympathy for me. But they're in my corner because I got fired for standing up for principle. Let me tell you, Fox firing me is an unprincipled move. Fox and their new what they're doing is an unprincipled organization, and they can't last. I've already predicted 2 to 5 years, you will see a trend of Fox trailing off, and it'll stay that way. Anybody remember Burroughs, big computer company, Unisys, the dominant players back in the day? Maybe you had a Victrola. I mean, these are dinosaur companies that no longer exist because they don't understand their core. Let me tell you why Donald Trump is successful. Donald Trump understands the soul of America. At our core, we want to get along. We want to help one another. We understand and embrace our differences, and we unite under one common cause. And we've created this thing called the American spirit that cannot be duplicated anywhere in the world. This includes Israel, who I have, you know, country whom I have a lot of respect for, but they can't be duplicated. The American spirit and the ingenuity that comes here, that comes from us, is something that can't exist anywhere else in the world. It's like a resource, you know, some precious, you know, metal or diamond or whatever, that can only be found here. It's the nature of the beast. And so Donald Trump taps into that. And that's why when people ask him, you know, Kevin, how does Donald Trump survive? I mean, he's under a lot of fire. You can be under all kinds of fire as long as your core is there. It's like, who is it, Peter, who ends up running all of Egypt? His brothers sold him into slavery. You want to know why Peter never lost his way? Because of his faith. This is a guy that said, you know, I believe in God. I believe in something bigger than myself, and it will guide me through. And while he's imprisoned, you know, he ends up being able to sort of foretell the future and becomes the Pharaoh's top guy and saves Egypt from a drought. And I'm not trying to get biblical here. I'm just saying, all guided by, you know, something bigger than he. And it's the same with Trump. And it's because he's guided by something bigger than he is. Donald Trump, let me tell you, for all the guys, I'm sure the dude's got his ego and all these other things. We all do to some degree. I love how people go, he's got an ego. What do you think you have? What do you think you have? Ego is part of your being. It is Greek for I, isn't it? Or Latin. It's one of those languages. And it means I. It means you want to preserve self. You have an ego. You have an id and you have an ego, according to Freud. And you certainly have an ego. Now, some people's egos are bigger than others. And that doesn't make it good or bad. That's what drives us. But people, he's got such an ego. He's got a big ego. That's like saying the dude's got big feet. You know, okay, so what? Do you wear different? He wears different shoes than you do. But look, I get there are egomaniacs. There are also pyromaniacs, and there are all other kinds of maniacs. Anything that becomes either too subdued or too overdone, you know, it's probably not a good thing. You want to operate within norms. But to say Trump's got an enormous ego, well, let me just say, he probably has an ego that fits his lifestyle. You may not like it. You may not. It's funny. He always runs around in a limo. You want to know why? Because he's got the money. He's got a private jet. Look at the ego on that guy. No, look at the bank account on that guy. I'm just trying to help you understand things from a different perspective. But that's what they talk about. So now, anyway, back to this poll. They want you to believe, Fox News wants you to believe that now, suddenly, with all the new evidence that shows that the Democrats are lying about Ukraine and all this and trying to blame Trump, they want you to believe that people want Trump out. Joe Biden comes up, they need to impeach Donald Trump. Nice try, Joe. Nice try to deflect. Nice try to make us believe something that your common sense goes, wait a minute, what happened in the last day to make people suddenly want to see the president impeached over Joe Biden's actual crime? Let me give you the magic answer, okay?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A few Nevada GOP people heckled Elizabeth Warren not long ago when she landed in the Reno airport, Reno, Nevada. And people were, Kevin, Elizabeth Warren got heckled. They sent me the video and all that. And I see it because I don't follow Elizabeth Warren around metaphorically or any other way, except I gotta obviously get some updates. By the way, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So anyway, look at this video, and there's some GOP people there, and they got signs up, and they're like, Elizabeth, excuse me, don't impeach Trump, and all these other whatever. It was no big deal. But I noticed something else. I noticed something that reminded me of a scene from Godfather, where Michael Corleone is in Cuba. He's been given the mantle of running the family business. He's been put in charge of running the family business, I should say. And he's in Cuba, and he's working on a deal with Rothstein. You remember the Jewish guy? And because they're gonna go and put casinos in Cuba and take it over. It was gonna be bigger than Vegas. And they were going to run the whole deal, the Jewish and the Italian mafias. And anyway, while Corleone is in Cuba, he's walking along the street and he sees a guy jump into a cab and blow somebody up. You know, like he was one of the fighters. And he go, and I don't know who he killed, but he killed somebody prominent. And Michael Corleone was like, whoa, what just happened? And the guy tells him, oh, he blew himself up, you know, whatever. And it was then that Michael Corleone decided in his mind, if you know the saga of The Godfather, that he was not going to invest the Corleone family money in Cuba. So he pulled out of the deal with Rothstein, his Jewish partner, and then that created another war because Rothstein was like, if you're in, you're going to leave $1 million, or whatever the amount of money, you're going to leave $1 million. If not, then have a safe trip home or whatever. So Michael doesn't, and then Rothstein actually tries to have him killed. But anyway, what Michael Corleone noticed was anybody willing to sacrifice himself, give his life for the cause, shows a real commitment. And it was scary to him that he was going to put his money into something where his side was not willing to sacrifice itself for the cause. So in other words, my point is, Michael Corleone saw something that other people didn't see. And this is what happened when I saw the video of Warren, who's being heckled by maybe 15, 20 people with GOP signs. She's being heckled. But what I didn't see were any supporters. That's what I missed. I'm going, here's now the surging candidate, right? She's supplanted Bernie Sanders as number two, solidly now. She's number two. Some people, I saw a poll recently that showed she was statistically tied or maybe even ahead of Joe Biden. Would not surprise me in the least because it's watering down at the top. And I honestly believe there are other people starting to gain a little bit of traction. I haven't looked at the numbers. You look at the numbers and tell me. 844-551-8254. Doesn't really matter in my opinion, but we can't see that there's a shift going on, and Warren is on the up. It's not a huge, it's not like she's being propelled by some underwater, you know, spout, but she's on the way up. Biden's on the way down. Bernie with his heart, what they call a procedure, which is a heart attack. They don't want to tell you about it. Bernie was a 78-year-old man that had a heart attack, and he ought to be out of politics, take his money and run, but he can't do it. That's the power and the nature of the beast, is they can't do it. I mean, this dude should be saying to himself, you know what? This is nonsense. I'm done. I've got enough money now to ride out the wave, but he can't do it. Anyway, so Elizabeth Warren is surging. She lands at an airport. She's walking along with her, I guess, a staffer or somebody. There's a dozen or so, just over a dozen people heckling. Not even getting anywhere close, but, you know, you can see in there. Then they're yelling things out, not in a bad way, just like, leave Trump alone, you know, and you're not going to win. I don't know, you know, whatever. And there's no supporters. And I'm telling you, I had my Michael Corleone moment. I was sitting there going, where are the people willing to throw themselves on the bomb? You know, get in the car. And I don't want to use that in terms of, because I don't want people misconstruing that I'm trying to get Elizabeth Warren hurt. I'm not wishing that on her at all. I'm saying the bomb throwers, at the very least, were the people there to heckle her. There were people who are following Elizabeth Warren around, GOP people, and they said, we're going to heckle you while you're going through the airport. Frankly, I think it's a waste of their time. But what was noticeably missing is the supporters. There should have been, if she's on the rise and the Democrats are serious about this election and there's all the hoopla, they mentioned the number of people that Warren was able to get at some rally in Minnesota. She got 2,000 people or whatever. As I've said, and I always look at comparisons. I can throw Trump in here at any time and we can understand where things are. How many people can Trump get in Minnesota? Trump is doing he's doing rallies around the country. Where was the latest one? 20,000, 30,000 people with another 10,000 people waiting. Anywhere you go. Donald Trump lands at an airport outside of the security, you know, like they'll land Air Force One and they do security. If he landed in an airport and went to have a burger, there you couldn't get through the airport. You couldn't get through it. I could say that about some movie stars. I could say that about rock stars. But you can't say it about a single Democratic candidate. I've watched Biden land in different places and do photo, and the only, you know who's around him? Press going, is your son guilty of what they're talking about for Ukraine? And then Biden getting mad. There's not going to be a bunch of people around, whatever. It's not going to happen. And all I'm telling you is, think of this as a Michael Corleone moment where you go, why is that? Remember when Hillary Clinton went out on her campaign trail and she was in the Scooby van and she stopped at, it was going to be the all American tour. You know, I'm just going to get in a van. We're going to go across the country. She gets out of the van at a rest stop, goes into a restaurant slash, you know, gas station, and nobody gets up. Nobody says, oh, hey, Miss First Lady, you know, hey, President, you know, hopefully, you know, Clinton, whatever, you know, there were no platitudes of any, hey, Mrs. Clinton, Secretary Clinton, nothing. And they were like, oh, she's there incognito. No, people knew exactly who she was. They looked up and went, no big deal. I saw Gavin Newsom, I told you guys, at the Oakland airport. No big deal. Nobody fawning over these people. They're in trouble.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine told lawmakers President Trump had been pressuring the State Department to remove her from her post for more than a year in response to a concerted campaign against her. Maria Yovanovitch is appearing on Capitol Hill as part of the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Republican Congressman from California, Devin Nunes, says though she's a very partisan witness.
My guess here is this is somebody that the Democrats have been coordinating with. Okay, let's not pretend that this ambassador hasn't been working with the Democrats. Okay, that's been happening. She is a Democrat. She's a partisan. It's well documented.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States is greatly disappointed that Turkey is moving against Kurds in northern Syria. Esper called the move damaging to the relationship between the United States and Turkey, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talked a minute ago about Elizabeth Warren landing in Reno, Nevada, and no hoopla. No big celebration. No nothing. I don't know what she was there. Was it a fundraiser? Was it a stump? You know, obviously she's got to cross the state of Nevada. It's going to be a critical state. By the way, the state of Nevada has a distinction of graduating black kids at the rate of 48%. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Go look it up. Now, these were stats from like 2015, but it's probably not a whole lot better. They don't seem to care about graduating half the blacks, less than half of the black folks in their state of Nevada. Wow. What is the state of the state when you can't graduate half of your black folks? I mean, these are the people you care about. These are the people you're supposed to be. We love our black people. Isn't that what Democrats say? Wow. It's horrible stats, man. I mean, 80% of kids graduate, so 20% don't. And we throw billions of dollars and trillions into the education system. 20% fallout. Then they get to college, even more fallout. And you know what? If we just abandon the education system altogether, we would probably have a track record similar to what we pay for. Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion, we have abandoned education, and 50% of the kids graduated. I mean, would you really miss it? Would you notice it? The answer is no. I mean, even if it was 30% less than those that graduated, let me tell you why you wouldn't notice it. Because the graduates read at a 7th to 8th grade level in freshmen in college. They graduate high school reading at a 7th at a junior high level. And nobody goes, wait a minute, we're not getting what we signed up for here. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's not what I want to talk about. I was talking about Elizabeth Warren and her not getting any hoopla. There's not a candidate in the Democratic Party that legitimately, I'm talking, can go anywhere in the country and get at least 1,000 people to show up. Not one. Joe Biden could say, I'm coming to Philadelphia, I'm going to give a free speech on whatever. And he can't, without a bunch of, okay, let's go get the black churches and let's go get the colleges. No, if you don't do that, you can't get 100 people to go see Joe Biden. You can't get 100 people to go see Elizabeth Warren. Oh, a bunch of people in Oregon want to see Warren. Really? They want to see her. Yeah, it's not colleges and universities you're flooding and giving extra credit to. It's not black churches. It's not, you know, a bunch of lefty organizations where they say, MoveOn.org, get everybody out to come see Warren. It's all false. Let me tell you what happens when Donald Trump says he's coming somewhere. There are a rush of people who hit the internet that go, I got to get my ticket now. If Donald Trump makes an announcement he's going to be in the city, there are people, don't think I'm lying to you, there are people who start prepping, can I get to that city? Can I get a ticket? They start orchestrating, who can they call? You want to know how I know? Because I get phone calls. Kevin, Donald Trump's going to be in Minnesota. Can you get me tickets? Can you get me in? No, I can't. I don't know why you're calling me. So that's what happens. Everything else on the Democrat side is a farce. And let me just say this to you folks. The tide is shifting. People understand it. The world understands it. This is why you have people pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. This is why you have people saying, we're negotiating outside of UN and all this other one world order crap. We're negotiating directly with countries, with the U.S. We are looking at our sovereignty again, whether it's Brexit or whatever. We're looking at our sovereignty ourselves. We are looking at our policy on refugees ourselves. We're not going to be dictated to, and on. These are things that are happening because your leader, the leader of the free world, the person that you, people like you and me elected, is now, you know, essentially showing other countries how to do it, the way to do it. There's a story that a man sent to me about his non-political wife. She runs a business that caters to blue state wealthy people. And he described the business. I'm going to give you a little bit of the article that it wasn't an article. He sent it to me saying, Kevin, this is the change that we're starting to see. My wife, who's not political, even though he admits they are a conservative family, says, we vote this way. You know, there are people that they get up and they go, it's time to vote. And they go, okay, and then they just go push the liberal Democrat, or they push the liberal Republican. But they're not political. They're not sitting around like we are, right, going, oh, this is going on, and are you, you know, outraged. So he says, based on her observations, politics changed in America because of Democrats. And here's what he wrote. He said, needless to say, the majority of the clients, her clients, are very wealthy blue state type liberals with progressive attitudes to go along with their brand new Teslas, classic wooden speedboats. Now, let me back up. I forget what his wife's business. Oh, you know what he did? She takes care of anything that has to do with your vacation home. So, because a lot of these people have multiple homes. So she says, I'll handle maintenance of it. I will crank your cars. I will make sure that when you come back to your home, nothing skipped a beat. And there are people that pay well for these types of services. She makes sure that when you're coming in, the refrigerator is stocked, that the cars are gassed up. That, I mean, everything that you could possibly need done is done. If there's maintenance on the home, she takes care of it. And believe it or not, there are so many people that have these situations. They call them caretakers. My grandparents were caretakers, except we stayed on property of one of the properties. My uncle and aunt stayed on another property of a wealthy family that we worked for. And so then we were caretakers. And those people wanted for nothing. If they needed something, they said, we're going to have a party. Okay, great. Food will be stocked. The menu will be prepared. We did everything. We cooked for them. We cleaned, put the bed. That's how I learned how to put, do beds and put silverware down the right way and things like this. It didn't matter what they wanted to do. They were indulged. Anyway, so that's the type of client that this guy has. He says, recently her clients began openly complaining about Democratic politicians saying they've lost their minds. All of these people are your standard blue blood, old money types, meaning white. And she says they have become increasingly more vocal about the anti-white rhetoric they hear from their party, the tax the rich platforms, and more than that, the empty promises about getting Trump. None of them are remotely Trump people. But she says they're beginning to tune out the 24/7 Trump derangement syndrome they hear constantly. And in my wife's words, are sick and tired of it. I want you to understand, folks, in the old days, when Democrats controlled the narrative, they could do these things and make people believe that Trump was crazy and all these different things, and they could get away with it. Because by now, any other Republican candidate would be begging for mercy. I mean, he would be carrying his own cross as people were jeering and throwing rocks at him. He'd be like Jesus, right? He'd be toast. Trump fights every single, and because he fights, the Democrats are constantly changing strategies. And I talked the other day about how he's got them so off kilter, they don't know what to do. And so the outcome is the people who are supposed to be hating Trump, the Democrats are showing, look, we hate white people. We hate rich people. We are going to get more of you. I mean, they're showcasing that you're the one hating. You blue blood Democrats that think you're sitting behind your gated walls and driving your Teslas and have your other homes. I mean, these are very wealthy people. They're saying, you're done. He goes on. Her younger employees, millennials, have done a 180 and have gone from anti-Trump progs to pro-Trump. And they have all said they aren't voting for, quote, those crazy Democrats. Now, look. You could say, oh, Kevin, this guy's full of it. He's just sending you stuff and he's making you feel like, I'm telling you, this is the pulse of America. What this guy is telling you by way of his wife is that the elitists are now beginning to wake up and leave the Democrats. All over the country, they are leaving the Democrats. So those of you who worry and say, well, Kevin, what about these districts and this, let me tell you, and the most sophisticated Republican machine in modern history is currently in place in the Trump administration. There are people that are going county by county and looking at the demographics and saying, here's how we're going to fight this. And I'm telling you right now, there is no outside of the Pelosi-type districts, there are no safe Democrat districts. They are in dire trouble. And this woman is sounding the alarm bell, and she's not even trying to do it.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
And the Democratic Party is scared out of their minds because this pay-for-play scheme doesn't just involve Biden. The big question that has to be asked is in 2015, when the New York Times first exposed the enormous conflict that Biden had in Ukraine and criticized him, how could you have your son taking money from a corrupt oligarch?
No, he was asked about it many times.
Why didn't Obama stop it? Any honest judgment would have stopped
it. There are indications that they were concerned in the Obama White House about it, that they talked to him about it several times.
But why didn't
they didn't want to, that they didn't want to step in.
Why?
Maybe they wish they had.
Yes, they have no
maybe
sense
they
of
wish they had.
Is this very similar to Hillary and Clinton Foundation?
Let me just stay with this for one moment.
Is it similar to Hillary and Clinton Foundation?
Absolutely, there are parallels.
Are you starting to see a pattern now?
Perhaps.
Is it possible if we break this open, we're going to find out the Obama administration might be one of the more corrupt administrations in a very long time? Is it possible?
We'll see. I mean, we're going to follow.
Is it possible that Democrats would cover that up and fight for their lives and have shit going out violating laws in order to frame the President of the United States? And make no mistake about it, the President of the United States is extremely serious, and there are lawyers working on it right now about suing those guys directly, individually.
Yeah.
Not a joke, not a threat. It's a difficult legal endeavor, and we've got lawyers working on it as we speak.
There you go. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I believe at some point in the crazy future, it's funny because I was talking to my youngest son about this, because he's like, you know, ask about radio and things like that. I have no idea what this kid's going to have as a career, because he's seen me transition to quite a few different things. But anyway, I was just thinking, we were talking, I said, son, one of these days, this stupid little radio show is going to get purchased. You're going to be selling this show to somebody, because they're going to remember the things that we talked about during this time. Excuse me. And you're going to make millions of dollars from this radio archive that we have floating around out there in the ether. And he's chuckling at me. It's pretty funny. Oh, man. So Rudy Giuliani says, why didn't Obama stop it? It turns out he knew about it. Obama knew about this. He also knew about the Clinton stuff with the Ukraines and the Clinton Foundation. All roads may lead back to baby black Jesus. Yeah, get you some Jesus in here, Democrats. So why didn't he stop it? I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that Fox News had a poll that said, hey, everybody now wants to impeach Donald Trump. And the left loves it. Even Fox says that everybody now wants to impeach Donald Trump. You got to say that kind of gayish, like LGBT-ish. They're trying to impeach the president. Stick your butt out a little bit. Anyway. No, please, guys, stop. Stop, stop, stop. Okay, so Fox apparently wants us to believe that 51% of the people want Trump impeached and out of office, and 4% of the people want Trump impeached but not removed from office. And this all happened in a day or so. And what predicated it? Oh, I don't know. A butterfly flapped its wings in the Ukraine. In Ukraine. Who knows? These people, it's funny to me, these stupid polls that we are always so blessed with, they just come out of nowhere. It's like when the stock market goes up. Stock market went up on rumors of the Fed changing the interest rate. Stock market went down on rumors of a trade deficit with China. It's like, who sits around writing this stuff? Let me put it to you this way. You and your common sense are just as much of an expert is almost every bit of so-called news that you hear. Because you're not getting news. You're getting rumor and innuendo. You're not getting news. You're getting a spun, you know, idea of what's going on in the world. And let me tell you, this is why I want you to understand, those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, your ideas are valuable. I don't want to be all Tony Robbins on you, but you are smarter than you believe. You are more astute than you believe. You are more aware than you believe. And your gut feel about things is generally going to lead you in the right direction. When I say generally, I'm talking over 80% of the time. It will lead you in the right direction. Bombing somewhere, probably a Muslim. But you know what? You've been taken out of this thing of going with your gut, because going with your gut means you're a racist or you're racially profiling or whatever else. No, going with your gut is what you should do. That's what you should do. So, you know, it cracks me up that they want to destroy the human spirit, the thing that makes you tick, the thing that would save your life. And I'm talking about saving your political lives. So they want us to believe that in the process of a few days, that Donald Trump has gone from, and I'm going to give you this poll, because this was a New York Post, despite the launch of impeachment proceedings, the president saw a 2-point increase from a poll a month ago. According to the Hill Harris X survey released on Wednesday, taken after the impeachment inquiry was begun. He went up. Then, less than a week later, Fox says he's down. People want him out of office. What for? Why? Because they're not making enough money, because they don't have enough job mobility, because they can't afford their homes, they aren't taking vacations, the happy poll has suddenly gone down. What reason would anyone who was supporting Trump, because he had a conversation with another leader of a country and said, let's go look into corruption, a possibility of our former vice president, who, by the way, most Americans believe in their heart of hearts is guilty? Yep, Fox, I'm convinced your poll is correct. Sorry if I seem a bit sarcastic. Sarcastic is a good word because I'm being snarky about it. But if I seem a bit skeptical of your results, sorry if I seem a bit skeptical of the new viewer that actually looks at Fox. I don't believe it. Anyway, it says that makes him just 2 points shy of the highest ever approval rating of 51% last August, according to The Hill. Just as encouraging for the president, his disapproval also dropped to 51%, his lowest level of the year. I don't know how those numbers, so he's at 49 and 51. 49% approval, 51% disapproval, which I don't believe those numbers either. But it certainly flies in the face of the new Fox poll. It talks about now they want him impeached. Impeached for what? I mean, show me a crime. Talk about having a hearty laugh at the expense of the left. President Trump, it has to be giddy. And the only thing that I think that would sort of damper his mood, if that's even possible, is he has to, you know, he may say, I don't know which one to believe. I hope the White House does its own internal polling, and really, because I'm telling you right now, I hear the word poll and I just go, whatever. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I do. I hear the word poll and I go, psh. Oh, a new poll is out. So I'll give you an example. There was a poll that showed that Joe Biden was, you know, his numbers were growing, and I went, that's a Joe Biden sponsored poll that sent out to Joe Biden supporters. And here's what's funny about a poll like that. Joe Biden will take a database of donors, and he'll send out a thing that says, do you still believe that Joe Biden has a chance of winning? And so people come back 80%. Yes, we're for Joe. Or 67%. We're for Joe. He's the man. But it was 100% of the people that were for Joe before. So then they'll come out, Joe Biden leads all challenges. And y'all think I'm kidding. This is the way polling works. They will say to 100% of a Joe Biden donor base, who do you now think can win the presidency? And if Joe Biden's 67, Elizabeth Warren is, or Joe Biden's 54, Elizabeth Warren's 20-something, and Bernie Sanders is 14, they would say, Joe Biden has double-digit lead over the competition. But it's all Joe Biden people. Biden's losing his base. I mean, most people would look at this and panic. If you should be panicked. You poll your base and they go, yeah, we've abandoned you and we're going here. But then you report the good news. The good news is 54% of the people that have supported me still support me, and I'm double digits ahead of the other person. And by the way, they're all having the same problem with the Democratic Party. Oh, my gosh. What do Democrats think, though? They've tried to convince themselves that impeachment will answer all their questions. It will clear the way for, you know, to get rid of Trump. And I'm wondering, do they see the flaw in their argument? If impeachment is what the public wants, for example, why doesn't Pelosi take a House vote? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.